different schools have different ideas in terms of what they want to be notified on and when, and in what radius. And in fact, we're actually going through a process right now. Greg's heading up an effort where we're working with the schools here in Arcata to do just that. So this was caused by an incident that occurred after school hours near a school where the school wanted to have some notification as to what was occurring. And it was basically a radio call that we received of a disturbance. It was about 4:30 in the afternoon. And as officers arrived, one of the people who was involved in the disturbance ran. And the officers were able to apprehend them literally within seconds. It was something that the school, you know, because a lot of people have access to, you know, police radio frequencies and they have scanners. So they picked up on this incident that was occurring. And what we learned from it is that that particular school has an after school program. And so they want to put into place some protocols so that when we do respond out to an incident, let's say before 6 p.m., which is, I think, the kind of the time that a lot of the after-school programs end every day, they want to have a protocol in place so that even when it happens after school hours, but still while the after-school program is going on, they would like some notification.